A judge in Virginia has granted a request by lawyers for Washington area sniper suspect Lee Boyd Malvo to move his upcoming trial out of the Washington suburbs. The trial, scheduled to begin in November, will now be held in the southeast Virginia city of Chesapeake, some 200 miles from Washington. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Judge Jane Merriam Rausch said that in her best judgment, Malvo's right to a fair trial requires that the venue be transferred from Fairfax County. Malvo is charged with the October 14, 2002 shooting of FBI analyst Linda Franklin in Falls Church, Virginia, some 15 miles from Washington. That murder has been linked to a string of shootings in five states and the District of Columbia last fall. Most of the shootings occurred in the Washington suburbs. Malvo's attorneys argued that the entire Washington region was a victim of the shootings and that it would be impossible to have found an impartial jury. Rausch agreed, citing a raft of newspaper stories in her ruling, stories with headlines such as attacks mount, fear infiltrates everyday activities, a region running scared, and shooting spreads fear to Fairfax. In a statement, Malvo's attorneys said they were pleased, but not prosecutors.
It's a logistical nightmare.
Fairfax County State's Attorney Robert Horan insists an impartial jury could have been found in Fairfax. Now he's faced with trying Malvo in the opposite end of the state.
There are a lot of witnesses. Almost all of them are from the metropolitan area of Washington. With every single one of them now, we'll have to get them hotel rooms 200 miles away. And it'll be evidence problems since the other trial will be going on at or near the time of our trial. We've got a lot of logistical headaches that we're now going to have to cope with. And I must confess, I guess I'm in denial. I didn't think it was going to happen, but now we've got to cope with it.
That other trial is for Malvo's alleged co-conspirator, John Allen Muhammad. It's scheduled to begin in October. Both trials are expected to share such evidence as the Bushmaster rifle that prosecutors say fired the fatal shots. Prosecutors are also likely to share forensic evidence technicians and other experts. And officials from the city of Chesapeake are none too pleased with the development. Mayor William Ward wrote Judge Rausch, urging her not to move the trial there. Ward is especially concerned about the strain the trial, with its attendant news coverage, will put on his city's resources.
It certainly will stress, S-T-R-E-S-S, our public safety people. We are a city of 207,000 people, 356 square miles, so certainly we need our police on the streets, and the sheriff's department and his deputies, that department is also stressed. So I don't know what the impact will be in terms of manpower, overtime, and the need to bring in additional personnel.
Chesapeake's demographics are somewhat different than Fairfax's. It has a larger proportion of African Americans. It has sent two men to death row since capital punishment was reinstated. If convicted, Malvo could also face the death penalty. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.